Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week, we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. I'm excited about today's show. Glad to have a friend and an outstanding guest on today. I'm joined by Daviess County Sheriff Jerry Harbstreit. How are you today, Jerry?
I'm okay. How you doing, Grant?
Very good. Well, thank you for taking time to come on to the show. I know you've just getting finished with your last bit of sheriff's work here, and you're probably going to kind of ride off into the sunset, aren't you?
We are, but you know, we're really busy right now, and of course, we're in a transition period going from me to Gary, and I'm excited about that, and it's a little bit of a bittersweet thing too, you know, because I've been doing this for a long time, and but everything's going very well.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into it here. And a lot of the time I ask folks about their background and how they got to where they are. And a lot of people, I mean, you might be the most well-known person that I can think of in the community just by virtue of how long you've served. So obviously we're going to talk about your background. But tell me a little bit about, I know you, have we had you on the radio before?
I've been on the radio a lot of times and for a lot of different reasons. The very first time that I was even looked at a microphone was in 1998 when I was running for office, and that was when we had a tragedy in Daviess County. We had three individuals that had been killed by two young men that had been actually all hyped up on drugs, and we did not know where these individuals were. And Dave Crooks at that time took me to the radio station, and I went on the radio live. And
what was your message? You know,
we were talking to our community about being safe because we didn't know where these individuals was, and they had gone up to some residences and just killed folks. And randomly killed one individual that was on a tractor. We know now that they had even walked up to another house, and they looked through a picture window and saw a lady on the phone. And they run away from that house, and we really believe they would probably have killed her. They did admit that, or the one that we had admitted that they thought she was calling the police.
Wow.
So it was an interesting thing. It was a tragedy for Daviess County, but yet we were trying to keep our citizens safe.
Wow, that's quite the first time to be on the radio.
Yes, it was. It was, you know, I had been at the sheriff's office since 1983, and this was 1998, but I'd never been put in that position before.
Absolutely. Well, that's quite the experience. So I guess what I want to talk about today, Jerry, is your various experiences in the sheriff's department. You recently were awarded for your outstanding service to the community and to the state. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a complete surprise, and I will tell you, it was a pleasant surprise. I don't get fooled very often, and I don't get got very often, but they sure pulled one over on me. Even when I seen the lieutenant governor sitting there, it hadn't clicked yet that that's what was getting ready to happen. You know, I walk into my two of my employees had taken me for a ride that morning, and I guess just to keep me out of the office and so everybody could get in there. And there was about 100 people in my training room when I walked back in it. And I was just, I'm sure my face was red. And they started in talking to me. I know Eric Basler was there and started in first talking to me about the award. And I still hadn't caught on until Lieutenant Governor Susan Crouch got up and started telling me about it. And quite a surprise. I do have to tell everyone that, listen, it's not all about me. I have been surrounded for years by very good people in our entire community. And when I say that, when we try to hire someone, we try to hire the very best. And we ask them not to do the best job they can. We ask them to do the very best job they can. And we explain to them that in our thoughts, the difference in that is going the extra mile for people, touching people's lives in a special way, getting the job done the very first time instead of having to go back and back and back. So I will tell you, I'm surrounded by a lot of awesome people, and they've made me look good. So that award should have went to a lot of people in that room that day, and a lot of my employees, and even the group around us, from the judges to everyone else. We've always all been on the same page, and I think that's made things work for Davis County and made us all who we are.
Absolutely. That's you show a lot of humility when we talk about that situation, but absolutely, you won that award. I mean, that was the Sagamore of the Wabash. Is that what it was?
That's what it was. I know. It had my name on it, and I've already sent it to the police to get it framed, and I'm very proud of it.
Absolutely.
I've had a lot of awards, you know, throughout the years. I've been the president of our Indiana Sheriff's Association for almost 2 years, and you know, that was the most 2 years, I would say, exciting part of my life, because...
So tell us about that, because I want to get into, you know, what you do on a regular basis, how that assists our community. Tell us about this Sheriff's Association involvement and how that benefits, you know, your local community, but also the state.
While that was going on, I almost felt like I neglected things here, but because I was out of the county a lot, but at the same time, we were able to pull together a lot of things with legislation, even legislation in Washington, D.C. We was all over the nation in meetings. When we had these school shootings and the bad shootings, we went and visited those folks and gathered information from those different things in hopes that we could be better, in hopes that we could make Davis County the perfect place to live and to keep our citizens safe. And we always had that caring thought. I got to tell you one thing is, when we were in all these meetings, and I've been in meetings all over our nation, when we would get together as our presidents of the association and the executive directors, we would sit up front most of the time, and we were almost by the whoever would be the leader of that group. And when they was discussing problems that was going on in other areas, in other communities, every time, I don't mean just once, but every time, they would look down at Steve Luce and myself. Steve was our executive director, and they said, "How is Indiana doing it?" And, you know, I'm going to turn that back down to us. Many times people would look at us and say, "How's Davis County doing it?" Because I'm telling you, I would put my employees, my deputies, my jailers, our entire jail, our dispatch up against anybody in this state as far as being professional. And when things get tough, they get tough too, and they do their job right.
Absolutely.
So I've been proud of that. And I think we've set a standard that that others look up to us to do that. Especially in our jail. I mean, our last jail.
Yeah, talk about that. That was quite the accomplishment during your tenure.
Yes. I want to tell you this first. Our last jail inspection, we got 100%, and you don't get an A+ in a jail inspection. There's always something wrong. And my jail inspector that come in and did our inspection, he said, "Jerry," he said, "you need to plaster this all over the walls and on the front page of the paper and that sort of thing." And we didn't really do that, but he, you know, the cleanliness, the professionalism, the way our policies are in order, the way we were treating our inmates, because they go in and talk to the inmates too, the way we were treating our employees, just everything, we got 100% on our last one, and I just don't think it gets any better than that. And again, when I'm seeing that, yeah, I got a lot to do with that, but at the same time, I got good people around me. I'm leaving this in very good hands, leaving it in Gary's hands to be the leader.
And you're referring to Gary Allison, who will be taking over for you here at the end of the year, is that right?
Yes, Gary Allison won the primary, and then he did not have an opponent in the fall election, so he is our sheriff-elect now, and you know, I don't know how many days it is that we tease about it. There's around 50 or so days left. Some of the guys bought me a little clock that's ticking down backwards. It tells me how many days, and we laugh about it. And I don't know if they bought it for me or they bought it for them.
That's funny.
So they could get rid of me. It's kind
probably
of a joke.
Probably mutually beneficial, right?
Yeah, it is. But it is. This job is just one awesome job. I will tell you that for me, I could not have had a more perfect job. The way I feel about in my Christian life, the way I feel that I treat other people, this is what we do in this job. And I mentioned this the other day, and I still believe this. I've talked about this my entire career. I still believe that 90% of the things we do as a police officer, we are helping people. 10% of the time we deal with bad guys. And in that 90% of the time is what I've talked to my people about, going the extra mile for them. And that's what has made the Davis County Sheriff's Office and Davis County what it is today.
I think it's a great point. And something that really stands out to me when I first got to know you and see the department is an unusual program called the RARE program.
Yes.
And tell us about that, where you got that idea.
Okay.
And how that positively impacts our community.
I'm going to bring two things up at the same time then. The RARE program was developed in our minds, or in a sense in my own mind, in around 2002. And we had became so overcrowded that we didn't know what we were going to do. We had a little jail that had 36 beds, and to most, I had 119 inmates. That don't divide out very well. And we did, to keep us from getting sued, we capped ourselves at 54, which everybody agreed on, the ICLU and ACLU and our attorneys. And we had inmates housed out in other facilities. So we knew we was going to have to build a jail, and building jails is not popular. Well, guess what? Here I am trying to build a jail in my very first term. And I was the third sheriff in Indiana that got reelected when they built a jail in their first term. But let me tell you that story, and then I'll tell you about the RARE as we go along, because sure. It all developed at the same time. We did a lot of research before we put a shovel in the ground. And we were able to finance this new jail in a different way, and it didn't go on the property tax rolls. It didn't just hurt a few people. It went on a thing called Cadjet tax, and it taxed everybody a little bit, nobody a whole lot. And now I'm going to fast forward a little bit, because I am proud of this. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would ever be sheriff, nor did I ever think when this happened that I'd be sheriff again when we paid this building off. And a year ago in October, we paid this building off 10 years early. So the tax was repealed. There is no tax on it anymore. And that is big.
That is a big deal. Remind me again, what year was it built?
It was built, we moved into part of it in May of 2004 and moved into the final stage of it in June of 2005.
And so, and there was special legislation, that special Cadjet.
We had to go to Indianapolis, and we had to testify before some committees to get that type of a tax. And I think we were one of the first ones around that had discovered that we could do that. And it allowed us to build the jail as big as we could, which has been a benefit to us today, because, now knock on wood, this should last us a long, long time, this building, because we're still not overcrowded at all. And
but talk about that. I mean, we can bring prisoners in from other communities. Is that right?
And we're doing that. We are holding prisoners right now, inmates from five different counties. I have a few there from the Department of Corrections, and I still have some room to hold some. And there's been a few years, and these have been the early years when I first opened up, that Vandenberg County had a fire, and they brought 50 inmates to me in one day, because they called and said, how many could you take? And I said, I can take up to 50. And this was the very first week we opened that building, and it really tested us to bring 50 extra inmates in all of a sudden, and here we are new at the new building, computers, everything was different for us. And yet we made it work. And I'll tell you, those first years, we were bringing $1,022,000 a year in and putting in our county general. Recently, it was probably been half that. about every year.
Is that because we've got more people locally, so we're not bringing folks in from other places?
Or why? Yes, is it, okay. Yes. I've probably only still got 120, 130, sometimes 140 of my own inmates. And the rest of this that you see in the paper all the time, or you see on the media where I've got over 200 inmates, usually around 50 of those are work release, and then usually around 35, 40 of those are rented beds. And we're actually making money from those rented beds now, hopefully. And Gary Allison, our new sheriff next year, hopefully will be able to tell you all this. The rental rate right now is $35 a day. And in legislation this year, we are really pushing to get that moved up to $55 a day. So that will increase his revenue on that. And that money goes in our county general to help Davis County. And I really think that's part of the reason that, if you know, we're building a building next to the courthouse, which is called a courthouse annex, or I don't know what they're going to name it, but it is, to me, it's a courthouse annex.
Might be the Harbstreit Memorial Building.
Yeah, we could do that. But, you know, I believe they're building that and not going to have to tax anyone at all. I think they're going to have the funds to do that with.
Yeah, they have some cash on hand to make that happen.
And that's not because of what I've done, but it's because of what we've all done.
Well, it's people working together and doing things that make sense.
Absolutely.
For the taxpayer, for the county, for the people that live here.
I don't think I've ever had a time. I've been in this for 30-some years now, you know, and probably 20... I think I was adding up the other day, 28 of those years or so was actually, I've been in kind of the leadership role. And, you know, I don't think I've had a year that none of us were getting along. I mean, we were one special county where our council, our commissioners, our prosecutors, our judges, our community corrections, our probation, all the folks that we work with are all on the same page. And the reason that is so important is the fact that I've already said that I've gone to a lot of meetings in other states. This don't happen everywhere.
Absolutely. We're very blessed and we're fortunate.
Yes.
You were, and I was going to say RARE there. And that reminded me, I want you to talk about that RARE program.
Yes, and I started to bring that up too. Here's what happened with RARE. When we started building this new building, they started calling it the Harbstreit Hilton when all the brick went up on the outside, because it would look nice, and it looks nice today. But I want to make this point. When we were done, we had $1.2 million left over. We didn't have to go get extra money. Just because it looks nice don't mean that we didn't save pennies and dimes every place. But while we was building this building, here's what I told my citizens. I said, we're not necessarily building a building. We're building a program, and we're building a building around that program to fit that program. And that's exactly what I told the architects when they were there asking me how I wanted to design. Our commissioners allowed me to be a big role in that design process. And that's the first thing I told them. I said, I have a program in my head. I don't know exactly what it is. I kind of got it in my mind. I got it in my heart. I know what I want to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but this is what I need. I need this training room here, and I need this training room for the inmates, and I need this training room for my folks. For instance, one of the training rooms that we had for us as workers was kind of back in the corner. And I said, no, I don't want that in the corner. I want a door to the public to that, so my public can come in and do training in my building. And today we have to schedule that room. So it's an awesome thing when people can come in there and do that. So anyway, here we were. I'm telling them that I have this program in mind. So
you're talking about the RARE program.
And I'm talking about the RARE
program. And is that an acronym for something? Or
RARE stands for Resisting Addictions with Recovery and Education.
Wow.
And my inmates, the first group I had in there, named it. So what we did, we formed a little committee. I went around to all some other jails, and we didn't find too awful much at that time, because you're talking back in 2002. But we went to a lot of the prisons and seen what kind of programs they had. And we tried to design a program that fit us. We took a lot of different programs that everybody else had, and we designed a program that fit us.
And why do you feel like this one fit you? I mean, why specifically? We are getting late on time, but I really want to, I know this is an important program to you, so I really want to hear about this. Why was this specific to us?
I'll try to talk real fast, but we had inmates in our facility at that time where the Department of Corrections was not taking them out, and we were keeping inmates for a year to 2 years, and that wasn't always normal. Usually we'd only have an inmate for maybe 2 or 3 months, and then they would go to some other facility. So all of a sudden, we found a 9-month program that was working real well. It's 3 phases, so they could work themselves through a 9-month program, and usually within 9 months, we could get them to change their attitudes and change their daily habits and routines. What you usually find is a person is always going to, their future behavior is going to reflect what their past behavior has been. So we was trying to change that behavior and change it long enough that they wouldn't fall back into it. And we added some faith-based information to that. It's a volunteer program. They go into it, and they fill out an application for us, and we interview them, and then we put them into that program. And I tell you, it's been very, very successful. I've got people that is out of that program now that has even gone on to become ministers in different churches. I've got one out in Iowa now that he's coming back here on the Sunday right after Thanksgiving, and he's going to speak in the church that I go to.
Wow.
And so this program has just been really, really, really successful.
Absolutely. So we got a couple seconds here. I want to wrap it up, but okay. Just tell us one of your fondest memories, and then tell us where we're headed in the future under Sheriff Allison.
Well, my very first time when I ran for sheriff, you can't imagine how I felt when the polls closed at 6 o'clock that night. And I went over to my mother-in-law's house, and we were all sitting there, and there's some friends sitting around, and we knew there was nothing else we could do, whether we was going to win or lose. And I was so hyper that I had someone look at me and said, "Are you okay?" You know, and I said, "No, I'm not." And so we all laughed about it, and Martin Mumaw at the time was my campaign chairman. And he finally called me. He said, "Jerry, you got to come to the courthouse because you're winning big and everybody needs to see you." And I can't begin to tell you the feeling I had. I don't think I've ever got over that feeling.
Wow.
And if I've got a minute, I'll tell you about my first arrest, and I'll be very short.
Sure.
My career.
Give us a couple seconds, and yeah, because we'll have to cut off. But I want to hear about your first arrest.
My very first arrest, and I'm just going to tell you, in the end, the guy had been drinking too much, and I brought him to jail. I run him through the test, and I arrested him. And then he kind of turned around and hit me. And I thought, here, everything's gone pretty good. Now he wants to fight me, you know. And I turned, and you know what he was doing? He was shaking my hand, and he thanked me for cutting the slack. And I thought right then, I said, you know what? I can arrest someone, and I can do my job, and I can still treat them like human beings and treat them in a caring way. And that set my entire career right there. And it made me who I was and let me know that yes, Jerry Harbstreit could do his job and still be the Christian that he felt like I always was and still have some compassion for folks.
Well, very good, Jerry. I truly appreciate your effort today and just over the last 20-30 years. I mean, you've been a real blessing to this community. Thank you for your efforts on the criminal justice front, but also just as a person. So we're truly happy to have you, and I know a lot of people are thankful.
Well, I'm going to miss all this, and I am going to retire, but I'm going to be close, and I'm thankful for having the folks that's been around me too. This has been an awesome journey.
Awesome. Thank you, Jerry Harbstreit, the outgoing sheriff of Daviess County. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4-Star Country, the General 95.9 and 101.3 FM, 1580 a.m. You can listen to or download a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every weekend to WAMW as we focus on the community.